following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazor if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazor if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's Daf in Masechet Tzvachim is Daf Tzadik Tet, and we got up to Boy Resh Lakish, about four lines up from the middle of the page. And so the last thing that we learned was that Resh Lakish brings the Makor for the general klal of the Mishnah, that someone who is ro'ui for Avodah is cholek, but someone who is not ro'ui la Avodah is not cholek, except for Baal Mut. That's essentially what the Mishnah was saying. Get this from? From the concept of Ava Kohena Mechateota, which we proved could only mean that it was someone, not it was literally Mechate, but it was ro'ui lechitui. Proof of the pudding is that we're Mechale, the Karbona is to all of the Anshei HaMishmor, whether they were Isaac and the Chito of a particular Chatat or not. And furthermore, we understood that Yochalena couldn't possibly mean literally Yochalena and only one who is Mechatez Yochalena, because then we'd have to exclude Katan. Therefore, must mean Yechalkena. Right? I mean, after all, is there any case where there would be a difference between saying, well, he's not allowed to eat. I mean, if he's not allowed to eat, is he allowed to do the Aveda? He's not allowed to do the Aveda either. So for all intents and purposes, we can ask the question, would he be ro'i to do the Aveda currently? No, he's tamei. Thank you. But he'll be Torah tonight? Yes, but he's tamei now. Do we know that there's a separate rule that should be applied as to Akila? That's the issue. In which case, my question is, says Rish Lakish, suppose he's Baal Mum, and he's also tamei. Now, if there's an issue of, yes, okay, he's a Baal Mum, so he's not included in the class of those who do Aveda, but is he ro'i to eat now? Okay, then obviously it makes a difference if he's tamei. But if we understand that that question is simply another way of asking in the class of those who are ro'i l'aveda, whether you could do the Aveda now or not, then it wouldn't apply to a Baal Mum. That's my question. So if he's also tamei, ma'o shi'echal kulo, can they also be mechalek so that by the evening after his tumah is over, he should be able to eat? Because we could say, look, in any event, this guy never is going to do the Aveda. Given to lo chazi, nonetheless, the Torah was marvim, correct? So who cares if he's tummy or not? So lo shna, mali tummy, mali baal mum. I mean, basically, in terms of the Aveda, that's the way we should look at it. Our single question. Royal Aveda or in a royal Aveda? Mali tummy, mali baal mum. Or do we say, no, wait a minute. The rule about tummy has to do with achila, and therefore would apply equally to baal mum. Or, says the Gemara inside, and it really is a function of Achila and not of Aveda. So this is our question. So again, do we apply the rule in terms of Aveda, in which case no rule would apply to Baal Mum, because anyway he's not Royal Aveda, or do we apply the rule separately in terms of Achila? Now, even though, in a sense, you could say, but we've already determined that in deciding whether we should be Marba Tfuyom or a Tamei, as we did yesterday, in other words, that was Rav Yosef's Diyuk, but that was only in making the initial determination as to whether we ought to be Marba Tfuyom or Marba Tamei, or Marba Baal Mum. But once we made that, and especially Resh Lakish himself, who doesn't hold of Rav Yosef, he didn't see that there's a connection directly between the word Yochlena Yechalkena. So according to him, the standard is could be an application about whether you're Roy Laveda, in which case it doesn't apply to a Baal Mum at all. Says the Gemara Marabba, I'll bring you a very clear proof. You took for granted that the issue is going to be determined, possibly, by who is Royal Aveda, and that's how we should look at it. How about if I bring you a case in which someone is Royal Aveda, but not Royal Achila? Wow, how could there be someone who's Royal Aveda? A Kohen Gadol, who is an Onen, is Royal Aveda. But nonetheless, he's not Royal Achila. Okay, so here's a laboratory situation. Is the rule in terms of Aveda, or is it in terms of Achila? If the Kohen Gadol is Makriv Onen, Ve'eno Ochel, and the din is he's not Cholek Lechol La'erev, then it's clear that Chalukka is a function of Achila and not a function of Aveda. There you have it. Therefore, it would apply also, Shemamina Ro'il Achila Be'inan, not Ro'il Avada Be'inan, and therefore it should apply even to a Baal Mum, Shemamina Vayrav Oshaya. There's another, this question that he asks, of course, it was asked on its own, because it's basically variation on the theme. If you have a Kohen who is Tameh, and he's dealing with a Korban Tzibur. Now again, theoretically, a Kohen who is Tameh would be Royal for Avodas Tzibur, because Tu Bistruya B'Tzibur may be Utrovitz. Now, we're not talking about a case in which a Kohen Tameh actually brought the Korban, was the time the Korban itself was brought Betumah. The Korban wasn't brought Betumah, and therefore it can be eaten. When a Korban is brought Betumah, even when it's brought, it can't be eaten. But over here, the Korban is going to be eaten. Question is, can we be chaylik for him to be able to eat, I want to know, that night? So, ma'osh yechalkulo, mi aminon hamechateh, amar Achman. Okay, this Kohen, being as we're dealing with the Korban Tzibur, is included in the potential mechatim, the ones who could do the chitrit, and therefore he should be chaylik. Or is this rule a function of achila, not of aveda? That's the same question that Rish Lakish asks. O diomar ro'uila achila cholek, she'eno ro'uila achila, eno cholek. And indeed, Ravina brought the same raya to Rav Oshaya that Rabba had brought to Rish Lakish. Omer Ravina tashma kohen gadol makriv onen ve'eno ochel. And eino cholek le'echol be'erev. So what do you see from here? That the question of the general list that would always apply across the board, if he's not Royal Achila, he's not Royal Aveda. And therefore, the list of things that you had on the surface covered both possibilities. Nonetheless, we have these two exclusions. Exclusion A was the question of the Kohen Gadol who's owning. Exclusion B was any Kohen who is Tamei in a Korbanot HaTzibur. So over there you have an Eino Royal Achila who is a Royal Aveda. Therefore, we would know to apply the same rules in the case of the Baal Mum, where over there, of course, it's a different class because he's never Royal Aveda, but nonetheless needs to be Royal Achila. We would know to say the same thing Lagabi a Kohen Gadol Oinein, and the same halacha would apply to a Kohen who is Tomei Ba'avodat HaTzibur. So as it turns out, the rule to be applied to all of these sets is he currently Royal Achila? If he's currently Royal Achila, then we will do a Chalukah. But there's one exclusion to that rule, which is the din of the Kotan. The Kotan is Royal Achila, but he's Eino Cholek. Okay, so that we'll see is a particularized exclusion. But generally speaking, we could say anyone Royal Achila is Royal Aveda, except for the Baal Mum was Royal Achila, except for the Kohen Gadol Oinein, and except for the case of the Kohen who is Tameh in Avodat Tzibur. In all such cases, you still need to be currently Royal Achila, and then you would be Chaylik. Okay, so it's true that only one who is Royal Achila is Chaylik. It is not true to say that anyone Royal Achila would be Chaylik, and it is not true to say only someone Royal Aveda would be Chaylik, exclusion being the Baal Mum himself. So the only rule that we could possibly derive is, to be Cholek, you must be Royal Achila. Otherwise, other rules apply first. Good.
If it's Royal Achila, yeah, that means you eat. If it's not Royal Achila, then he doesn't get a portion, he can just get someone else's portion.
Correct. I've noticed that you're very seriously concerned about this issue because you're waiting for your portion. All right. You keep getting back to this. Yeah, but I mean, if it's not a portion, someone will invite you.
So that's it.
I mean, Barnea's around. But we've got a lot of good Kohanim here.
But they don't have their own.
Correct. Onen Nogea ve'ino makrif. So now getting back to the, I mean, it's true that this was something of a side point, but it's a very strange side point. Because, I mean, we weren't talking about negia in anything, really. We were talking about the question of the relationship between one's ability to be ochel or to be oved and one's chaluka in the besar kodshim, correct? Meanwhile, the Mishnah managed to tickle our interest by saying, for no particular reason, that an onen can be nogea. Now, I'd like to focus on that because it doesn't seem to make much sense. You're telling me an onen is allowed to touch kodshim. I mean, obviously, the only one who's not allowed to touch kodshim is somebody who's tummy. I mean, there's no din of not touching kodshim. The only possibility, of course, that you've raised in my mind when you say an onen is nogea is you're telling me that there should be no assumption of tuma on an onen. Now, on the surface, that seems to be an absurd kind of statement. I mean, I think there's no assumption of tuma on a lefty. I mean, why would there be an assumption of a tuma? The guy's posel aveda for some other reason, but it's nothing to do with tuma. Ah, so here we get into a very broad area, which is called hesach hadat. Now, remember that the din of kodshim from the beginning of the Masechta, and remember the name of the Seder, is Chochmah. And that means that we know, just as the tzitz is mechayev of constant awareness, one of the dinim, this is true that it's a takanah derabbanan, which is one of the Chomer Bakodesh that we learn about in Chagiga, is that if you're not maintaining awareness of the requirement for tahara, there's no shmira of your guf, then our immediate assumption is that you were mitameh. Only when it comes to kodesh. There are certain cases where that would be true of truma as well, but certainly not across the board. Now, one of the classic examples of that is a kohen who is an onen anyway, and therefore is not going to be able to eat or do avodah. Why should he care whether he became tamei or not? And because of that, but pashtut, any onen would be mesiach dato, and should be tamei, and therefore should not be allowed to touch kodshim. So the Mishnah seems to have gone out of its way to force us to confront the issue. Therefore asks the Gemara, onen nogea. How could you say an onen is allowed to touch kodshim if we know that in Chagiga the Mishnah tells us that an onen or a mechusar kippurim, who lamaisi, he went to the mikveh, Harev Shemesh, he passed through last night. It's now the eighth day of whatever it was. It was being Machai of him now to bring a carbon. Let's say he was a Zav. And now he's completely Torah, except he needs to bring the carbon to allow him to eat Kodesh. He brings that carbon. He has to go to the mikveh if he wants to eat Kodesh. Or if he were an Onen, he needs to go to the mikveh. So you're telling me that an Onen by definition is Tameh. Omer Abami, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Well, you're right. I guess the Mishnah that says an onen would be nogea is talking about that he was tova. So kan b'shetaval, kan b'shelotaval. No, that's a ridiculous answer. If the point is that an onen requires going to a mikveh, it's like tova v'sheretz biyadai. Let's say he's tova. So now he's still an onen when he comes out of the mikveh. So v'chitaval mayhavi, the moment that he's still an onen, hadra alav aninuto. He goes right back into the state of Aninut, which is Mechayev, and once again Tefillah ad infinitum. So he's always going to not be allowed to be Nogea. I understand what you're trying to say. The Amar Rabba Baravuna, Onen Shetaval, don't think that that's a magical cure. It's not the moment of the Chalot of Aninut that we say, and when he hears that his relative died, at that moment he's Mesiach Daita. It's the state of Aninut, and therefore Aninuto would be Choseret Alav instantly. Ah, yes. Okay, sorry. Lokash. It's very simple. It's not an automatic thing that the Onid would even require tefillah. The truth is that the Mishnah in Chagiga is talking about the Asach Da'ate. The Mishnah here in Zvachim is talking about the Lo Asach Da'ate. And therefore, in Chagiga, it says he requires tefillah because he wasn't Shomer Gufa. Here it says Onen Nogea because he was Shomer Gufa. How does that make sense, says the Gemara? If Onen is not a definition of a state which is ipso facto, the loss of concentration, in other words, it should be a type of Hesach Hadat. You're saying it's not a type of Hesach Hadat. The question is, was he Mesiach Daita? If he was really Mesiach Daita, then how could it say that he should go to the mikveh? If it's Mesiach Daita, we have to assume the worst. When it comes to Kodesh, he would require Hazoya Shlishi Ushvi of the Para Aduma. I mean, we'd have to assume he was Nitma even B'meit. He wasn't being Shomer himself. So if you're telling me, Bishlam, you want to tell me there's a state of Aninus which the Rabbon had said, okay, it's Betame until you go to the mikveh. Okay. But if it's truly Mesiach Daita, the halacha is, if it was Asach Daita, Hesach Adat, Shlishi Ushvi, he would require an actual hazoy of the Parah Aduma. The Amar Rabbi Yistoy bar Rabbi Baton, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hesech Hadaat, Tzarich Hazaar Shlishi Ushvi'i. So either way, it doesn't work out. If we're talking about Aninut, we have a and that's a definition, and we have a contradiction between Zvokah and Chagi. If you're telling me it's not Aninut per se, it's the Hesech Hadaas that's associated, it's B'chlal, nothing works out. Because the Chagiga doesn't work out, even. The whole idea doesn't work out. What do you mean, Onen? An Onen does not require Tefillah. An Onen requires the whole Tefillah before, Tefillah after, the Hazar Shli Rishvi. I mean, we would have to treat him as a Sofek Tamimet. Which for Kachem is a vad, I tell him it, so to speak, min rabban. Well, you know what? You're right. Maybe what it is talking about over there in Chagiga is that he was Mesiach Daite only for too much sheretz. And what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, where his Mesiach is das completely. In other words, he no longer was concerned about his tuma. He might have been exposed even to tuma to me. So Akasha, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said Azar Shlishi Mishvi, where he was Mesiach Daato Fiptami Meit? Masha Inkein, the case in the Mishnah in Chagiga, which says that requires tefillah, is talking about he was Mesiach Daato for too much sheretz. I don't give a hang what the case is. The bottom line is, if he was Mesiach Daito for too much sheretz, what good is tefillah? He still requires Harav Shemesh. If you're telling me he might have been mitamein with a sheretz, you're saying there's no new class of tuma defined as an onen, which requires tefillah. There's an actual problem of Hesech Hadaas. So fine, not Shlishi Yoshvi, no. But tefillah and Harav Shemesh, like any other tuma sheretz, again, I'm trying to prove to you that the Mishan Chagiga is talking about a new class of tumas that was Mechudash in terms of Kodesh, which is called Onen. But then we have a problem from the Mishan here in Zvachim. By your coming along to adjust it in this way, well, it's talking about it was Mesiach Das, but it was Mesiach Das for this, it was Mesiach Das for that. You're still not answering the way in which an Onen would only be Tevel. There's no such thing as only being Tevel if you're dealing with Ezra Das, Tomei Sheretz. I mean, that's Tameh Ma'ayahu. He's a real Tameh then. Harif Shemesh boy, why would you say Tefillah? It's not Tefillah. Not to mention that then it wouldn't even be true the way the Mishnah is saying it. The Mishnah is saying it's Chomer Bakodesh Mi Batruma. That's what it says over there. So when it comes to the Dinim of Kodesh, then he's Tameh and requires Tefillah. But when it comes to Truma, we weren't Machmer. If it's Hesech Hadaas, the din is Hesech Hadaas from Tumat Sheretz, would be considered to be Tamei Afila for Truma. That's a problem. Well, says Rabbi Yirmiya, we can massage the case to bring it to a special situation in which the only issue would be Nogea Kodesh and would not require Harav Shemesh. Really now? Yeah. It's talking about like this. The guy says, I had in mind to be very careful not to touch anything that was metame me, you see. Nishmarti midavar ha-metameini, but lo nishmarti midavar ha-posleini. So I was very careful to not be in contact with anything that was really tame. But those things that the Rabbanan were makbid on, let's say somebody is oichal kikar shlishi of truma, which is not Tomei, it only passes him from Achilas. Achilas Truma, okay? It cuts you. So over there, he becomes Gufa, he becomes Sheni Lekedesh, and not Latruma. That was what I wasn't careful about. Now, obviously, this is extremely far-fetched, and in the end, we're going to have to find a better approach than all of this, because our epicycles are becoming endless over here, and that we automatically know this can't be true, but we want to keep seeing how much we can sort of massage it into place, even though it's really not going to hold water. Ask the Gemara, is such a concept even possible? I mean, you're shomer it from Z and Y, you know, but I wasn't shomer it from anything from A to X. But what? Mikan et tiruta lapalga? Absolutely there is, says the Gemara. But Tanya, take a look at this. In the Brite that says, a guy is carrying a bunch of figs on his head in a basket. Okay, now, in the basket is not only figs, but there's also a magrefa. Now, the magrefa is made out of metal. And it's a little tool that you use to cut through figs that have gotten stuck together. Okay. Now the magrefa is sticking out of the sal. This guy's walking along. This is all on his head. So now we have three issues. We have to determine, is the magrefa tame? Is the sal tame? Are the te'enim tameot? Okay. Now, the guy says, I was concentrating not to allow the basket to become tummy. But I forgot that there was a magrefa in there, you see. So I wasn't thinking about the magrefa. Ba'imi bi'ala magrefa. The din is, the sal indeed is tahor, and the magrefa is tamay. Weird. So, I mean, if the magrefa is tamay, wouldn't the tamay magrefa be matame the sal? That magrefa, if that's the case, the tamay magrefa the sal, that's not a problem. Because a kli cannot be matame another kli. So even if the magrefa came in contact with someone who was an avatuma, it itself became a rishon atuma. A rishon cannot be metame a kli at all. Mamela the sal remains tahor. But the question is, if you say the sal is tahor, I mean, then obviously if you don't say anything further about it, you mean that the contents are tahor. But how could the contents be tahor if the magrefa is touching the teinim? So then why are we not metame masha betocho? Even if you're telling me that it's not going to be matami the sal itself, the contents, which are makabel tuma from just about anything, Oakland, should certainly be makabel tuma from regional tuma. Omar Rava, it's got to be talking about, but Omer shimartia midover hamitam'a, velo shimartia midover hapusla. So I had in mind that, well, it's not that I forgot about the magrefa. No, I remembered about the magrefa. And all I wanted, though, was to make sure that it wouldn't be metame my teinim. But as far as issues, whether Rabbanan or Geizer, that there are things that are metame, something that touches it, legabe, things that are nogea kodesh or truma, for that, I wasn't thinking. So it would be tabe to be bishtabish for kachim, but I wasn't careful about, that's all I wasn't careful about. But I was careful about anything that would actually be metame if it were chulin. Anyway, you could see that we're getting into an endless series of adjusting cases, which means we might as well stop discussing it, because if you could do whatever the heck you want with it, then there's no point in discussing it in the first place. And therefore, Igalgo Milto Matoila Kamida Rababa Bar Mama. This whole discussion rolled its way down until finally somebody presented it to a Rababa Bar Mama, and he was absolutely shocked by the absurdity of the cases, because there's such a simple and clear-cut solution over here that it's just amazing that people would keep believing that the sun is going around the earth when all you have to do is find one simple solution and all your epicycles disappear. And what is that? He said, my God. Lo shamielu hadi amr Rabbi Yochanan amar Rav ha'olcha shlishi shel truma asur le'echol umutar liga. Does he not know, never heard of the fact, that if someone eats a shlishi of truma, or of chulin that was nasal tara truma, the din is that he becomes osur to eat truma. And that's one of the ma'alot of truma. But he's completely allowed to touch truma. In other words, there is a tuma that is nogea achila, which is called psul haguf mirabona, which has no implications for nigia. Just as, gentlemen, the din of psul, as opposed to the din of tuma, always by definition means, let's say, we have posel, shlishi, let's say, betruma, posel. What is that supposed to mean, posel? That it itself is not edible. But why? Because it came in touch with tuma. But not that it is metameh, and therefore, since the word tameh by definition means it exudes something which is communicatable. Anything which doesn't exude is not communicatable. We don't glorify the name of tameh. We give it a new name called posel because of the fact that it touched something tameh. It's got to end somewhere. The final stage, whether it's in terms of chulin, which is a sheni, truma, which is a shlishi, kodesh, which is a revi, is referred to as posel, not tameh. Why? Because by definition, it won't affect anything else. Therefore, if you're talking about a psul haguf on someone, by definition, it only affects him, but doesn't affect anything else. Which equals, you're allowed to touch. Now do you understand? An unain is nogea because the tuba there had to do with posseling him, not with touching anything else. That's the point of the mission. You got into all of these crazy cases. There is no cases. There is indeed a halacha that an unain is tummy and not allowed to eat. But he's only posel in that tuma. He's allowed to touch. That's the point that the Mishnah is making. It's so simple. What do you see from there? That where you have those cases of surah called umutar liga, which means that the ma'alot that we have, for truma, the ma'alot of hegdish over truma, is ba'achila avud rabbanon ma'ala. These ma'alot min rabbanon of chomer ba'kodesh are in terms of achilas kodesh, not benigia. Benigia lo avud rabbanon ma'ala, and therefore the Mishnah wants to make it very clear, look, the onen may be able even to touch. That's fine. But he still isn't ochel. And since he isn't ochel, he isn't cholet. That's the bottom line. What generates the psul is an overall concept of hesech hadat that is undefined. If there was an actual specific hesech hadat, then it would have wiped him out. So if it was from Enoch Inami, if he really was Mesir Daitai from actual Tumat Meit, then he would have required Shlishi Vishvi. If it would have been from Sheretz, he would have required actual Tvila and Harav Shemesh. But there is a general concept of creating a psul derabbanan as a chomer b'kodesh because of our concern. It's not defined in a way that makes it logistically definable. And it's just a din in ma'alot, as the Gemara calls it, as hagim. So there's ma'alot, there's many ma'alot, which don't really make sense. So you can have the same thing, let's say, in which you have perfectly tahar water to be used with the most chomer of karbonas, which is completely tame when it comes to chatas, meaning to paras chatas, the para aduma. You think this makes sense? It doesn't make any sense. It's exactly in the same way that the same kohen that is completely tahar for things of the greatest chumra is considered to be tame when it comes to something else. This is exactly the same. You have the biggest tzaddik in the world who eats his chulin, al tairas truma, and he touches a kohen, he's metameyan. And so on and so forth. So in other words, we have big day ameyara to consider to be tumas midras as far as purushim are concerned. But that goes up the line. So you have the begotim of somebody who is completely tar and he's holy as could be, and he's considered, his clothes come in touch with the guy who's working on the katas, it's possible. This, again, you're telling me, give me the logistics of such a thing. There are no logistics. They're simply chumras malas of the rabbanan created in order to insist on higher and higher levels of awareness and care, that's all. And that's part of the din of onin over here.
But the onin is, definition is osek with the
gevura. No, he doesn't have to actually be an Oseik. He just has suffered a loss in which the Kvura was nogea him. It's the time period in which he might either have been Oseik in the Kvura or be responsible in some overall way. For the, if he's not responsible at all, and he's not, then there's no Dioraitani, but that's not our Sugya. We've just shown that Hesech Hadat is clearly selective, but besides the din, the overall din of Hesech Hadat, which is a general halacha, there are specific tumot that are ma'alot, whose source comes from the concept of Hesech Hadat, but is not a particularly well-defined logistical Hesech Hadat. And that's what confused us initially. Ve'eino cholek le'echol. All right, so you're telling me now this onen is not capable of doing the avodah, is not capable of eating, and because of that, is not cholek. Okay, but this evening, what does cholek mean? Cholek means to eat in the course of this day. In other words, but suppose somebody tonight will invite him to a platter, then it would be okay. Is that true? Is not aninut a 24-hour issue that goes all the way through the night till the next day? Miflagu delo poli? You're telling me he doesn't get a chelek, but if he's invited, v'chimizamni le'achil, that tonight, after his aninut, he now becomes mutter to eat. Is that true? V'raminu onen tovel vochel et pischo la'erev. The Mishnah in Psachim says, an onen is able to be tevel and eat his korban Pesach, because the korban Pesach, after all, is a chiyuv karet if he misses it. So because of that, the Rabbanan were not ma'amid the iser of achila to an onen balayla. Apparently the Mishnah is saying that aninut layla, the following night after the death, is derabbanan. And therefore, the Rabbanan were not ma'amid divrehem b'makom karet, and therefore they allow him to eat his korban Pesach. Avolo b'kodashim, he can't eat. Now, this seems to mean he can't eat anything else but a korban Pesach. Even on the night of Pesach, he can eat his korban Pesach because that involves him in an iser karet, but he can't eat anything else. That's what it seems to say. But in any event, I mean, how are you saying in our Mishnah here in Zvachim that the onen is only not cholek, but he can eat? Omer of Yirmiyahu Midifti, lo kasha, kan b'Pesach, kan b'shar yemot ha-shana. we're talking about, where we say that you can eat. That means he can eat. Our Mishnah that says, you don't give him a chalik, but you can invite him. That's talking about for Pesach night. So in other words, if there are other kachim that need to be eaten, and he was invited to your Seder, and you have basar of a chatas that you want to feed him, or basar even of the chagigat arba'asar, which was brought together with the Karban Pesach, which we'll talk about in a minute, then you can invite him since it is Pesach. So because it's Pesach and he is anyway going to be eating the Karban of the Karban Pesach because they were ma'amid divrei b'makom karei, so what are they going to say? You can only eat the meat of a Karban Pesach, but you can't eat any other meat of kosher. So they allowed him to eat any meat. And then when it said in the Mishnah in Psachim, but you can't eat other kosher, which sounded like, no, you can only eat your Karban Pesach, but you can't eat other Psachim. That means you can only eat on Pesach your Karban Pesach, and of course, parenthesis, and of course anything else that you would be eating together with your Karban Pesach, and parenthesis. But you cannot eat kosher, parenthesis, at any other time except for Leil Pesach. That would be the way to understand the Mishnah in Psachim. In which case, our Mishnah would be talking about on Pesach. I mean, all we're saying is that even in the event that he could eat tonight, meaning on Pesach, he still is not going to be chalik. That's what we're saying. So this is how to understand it, and therefore what it says, our Mishnah, it's lokash. Our Mishnah is talking about on Pesach. And the Mishnah over there is talking about not eating kachi b'shar yamot hashanah. So therefore, I say, b'Pesach. In the Mishnah here, Adid Achol Pesach, since he's anyway going to be eating his Karban Pesach, it makes sense that he is Ochal Nami B'Kotche. Let him eat any type of Kotche. But B'Shar Yemot HaShanah, which was what the topic of the Mishnah in Psachim was, where over there he's not Chazi for anything, so then he's not Chazi for anything. Umayavolo B'Kotchim, when it says in Psachim, he can eat his Pesach, but not anything else. It means not anything else at any time during the year except for tonight when he is eating his Pesach. That's what it means. So, avoloba kadashi means avoloba kadashim shall call hashana. And that's what we're going to have to say avoids the contradiction between the Mishnayot. Ravasi Amar, there's no problem. There's no problem at all. There are two different dinim of aninut in general. One is for a death on the day, and the other is for a burial on the day. The din of aninut in the Torah is a din for death. The din of aninut that we're talking about over here, mirabbanan, that's talking about the din of aninut on kvura. So kan shemet lo met bi arba asar, v'kavro bi arba asar. Look, one case is talking about the Mishnah Psachim would not talk about other nights. That's not reasonable. Both cases, our Mishnah Psachim is talking about the Leil Psachim, and indeed it means Avolo B'Kodashim of tonight. But that's talking about in a case where the guy died on the 14th Erev Pesach. That's the point. So he died on the 14th. Let's see, this man's father dies on the 14th. He buries him on the 14th. Now, he was an Onen Dioraita. Over there we have an Inud Laila, which is the Rabbana. But the case that we're talking about over here, our Mishnah, is talking about Kishemet B'Shloshasah. The father died on the 13th, the day before Erev Pesach, was buried on the 14th, V'Kavro B'Arba Asah, since the Yom HaKvura is an Aninut only Derabanan, they did not create a Din Derabanan of Aninut Laila in terms of the Yom HaKvura. Only where the Yom HaMita was the Oraita, then there was an Isra of the Aninut Laila. And so Mamela over here, even Midrabbanan, there was no problem of the subsequent night. Therefore, the Mishnah says, what's the difference? You can invite him for anything. Because since he was only an Onei Midrabbanan, he's not Chalek, but he could certainly be eating tonight. That's the point. Anything. Any type of crutch. That's what I say. It's a very simple solution, says Ravas. Yom HaKvura lo tafis lelo even mirabbanan. And the point over here is that the day of Kvura, which is itself the Rabbanan, is not tafis the following night, even mirabbanan. And therefore, even though you're not chelek, because you can't eat now, and we saw that that's the rule, the ability to eat now, but not where it's only he can eat, and in there he's not an oneg where the day was only derabbanan. Mantana aninut laila mirabbanan. And who then is the author of the Mishnah in Psachim, which you're saying is a reference to Yom HaMitah? And nonetheless, he's allowed to eat the Psachim, because b'makayim karet lo he'emidu chachamim et divrayhem, and therefore they weren't going to be gozer not to eat the Korban Pesach. Yes? Who is the man d'amar who holds that it's only a d'rabbanan? Because if it's a d'oraita, so then he wasn't chayef to eat his Pesach tonight. If you learn it's d'rabbanan, he's chayef to eat his Korban Pesach, except the Rabbanan are going to aser it. I mean, we're going to aser it when Lamaisa is such an important mitzvah, it would have been b'chayivim karet if he did it on purpose, and not that we got in his way. So we don't get in his way. But if it were the Oraita, there would be no excuse for saying, let him eat the Korban Pesach, because then there wouldn't be a chiyuv of eating the Korban Pesach. So who is the man d'amar that authored the Mishnah in Psachim, who clearly holds that Aninu Delilah is the Rabbanan? Who would that be? Ah, that, says the Gemara, that is Rabbi Shimon. We see that in a Braita, the Tanya. Aninut laila midivrei Torah, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, onein eino midivrei Torah. Onein at night is not a diraita, it's only midivrei sofrim. I'll prove it to you. Teda. Shahare amru, did they not? Of course, I was the one who said that, but that's okay. Hare amru, onein tovel vochelet pischola erev avalo bekadashim. There you go. And now I've proved it. But it's not even true. Obviously, when he has the sheet and he says in the Mishnah, it wasn't that he made it up. It's that this was the way he was Makabal, Arei Omru. And because of this, I'm explaining it to you that my sheet indeed is, and makes sense all over, that Aninut Laila is Drabon. And it was sort of tongue-in-cheek, I was saying it that way. Ash the Gemara, but that isn't even true. That's not what Rabbi Shimon holds. V'sava Rabbi Shimon, Aninut Laila midrabanan. V'atanya, does it not say in the Braita, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onein eno mishaleach korbanotah. An Onein cannot have his korbanot brought in the Beit HaMikdash in order for him to be able to be zocha in them that night to eat. Does that not include even a korban Pesach? I mean, it's just a general rule. Eno mishaleach korbanotah. My love, afilu bePesach. No, it means besides the Pesach. No, I'm sorry. It does not mean besides the Pesach. Read the next piece. Vatanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer. When the Torah talks about ve'im zevach shelamim korbano. Now, there's a lot of words there. Zevach, shelamim, korbano. First of all, calling a korban shelamim implies that his entry into the world of this korban is in a full, satisfied frame of mind. And that means kishu shalem mevi. You bring such a korban when you're in a state of shleimut. By definition, aninut is antithetical to any sense of shleimut, and eino mevi kishu onein. Now that's true about the shlamim as a shlamim, because that's its very name. Would it be true even of a korban todarich? Could he bring a todah as an onin? Minayin rabot etat todah, that he cannot? Marbani etat todah shekein nechelet bisimcha kishlamim. After all, the Torah calls v'zavach kishlamim v'achalta sham v'samachta to include also the Torah, which is also called a shlamim. So it mentions simcha in conjunction with the entire class of shlamim. If I'm going to be yotzei simcha with that, so it obviously needs to be brought in a state of mind which allows for simcha. This is not completely accurate, because the truth is you would be yotzei the chiyuv of simcha on the basar of edi korb. That's clear from Chagiga. And therefore, it's not a question, say the Achrenim, of whether you're yotzei the chiyuv of simcha, but whether the Torah calls it simcha. Here it calls it simcha. So the ve'achalta sham v'samachta is a reference to the class of shlom. Minayin l'rabot et ha'ola. How do I know he can't even bring a korban oil? Well, marbani et ha'ola sheken ba'abenedu b'nadavak shlamim. It's the same general class. You're bringing a gift. The Torah wants a gift from someone who is shalem. It makes sense that the ola would have to be the same as that, right? Okay. How do you know to include a bechor and a meiser and a pesach? And a Pesach, and a Pesach. Did you get those words? And a Pesach. That an onen cannot be makriv a Pesach. This is Rabbi Shimon who's saying this. Marbe ani bechor a meiser a Pesach, Shekein einan ba'in al chet. So they're like a shlom. Okay, and what about a chatas and an ashram, which is ba'al chet? How do we know he can't even bring one of those? Maybe somebody has to bring a chatas and ashram as anyway, feeling guilty and miserable, and therefore wouldn't be in a state of shleimut. You know about that, Richie. You had a Jewish mother, Richie. Come on. How do I know even a chatas and an ashram? Talmud lomar, zevach shelamim, any zevach, meaning anything that requires shechita. How about ofot? You don't do shechita, you do malika. And for that matter, how about mirachot? Or how about wine? We said you could be menadev nesachim. For that matter, you can bring wood as a gift to the mizbeach, right? So how do we know he can't bring etzim, he can't bring levona? Talmud lomar, im zevach shelamim, korbanot. All korbanot are included. Kol ha-korbanot shumevi have to be shalem, and otherwise he can't bring them. Kishu shalem mevi, ve'eno mevi kishuhu onen. Now did you just hear what Rav Shimon said? He said Pesach, that an onen cannot be mishaleach a korban Pesach. Now how do you say that he, Rabbi Shimon, is the author of the Mishnah Psachim that says that he can eat his korban Pesach? I'm Rav Chista, that was just an accident. You know how every time you say the words B'chor Meiser Pesach? I mean, could you just stop at B'chor Meiser? It would be like stopping at one Pringle. You have to say B'chor Meiser Pesach. It always goes together. So he just said Pesach because it always goes together. But it was only Kedei Nazbe. It was just sort of dragged along, but he didn't really mean it. Rav Shesha says, no, come on. When it says Pesach, what he means is, I mean, he's talking to intelligent people, okay? You're supposed to understand that you have to put this together with Rabbi Shimon Shita, with the Mishnah Pesach. I mean, you know that an onen can be Mishaleach Pesach. So when you read the word Pesach, you think to yourself, Pesach, that couldn't really be a Pesach. I know what he means. He must mean the Chagiga that is brought along with the Korban Pesach, which, how do you like that? I certainly would have thought on my own had I not learned this brilliant braita which mentions Pesach, and therefore lets me know that even things that are brought with the Pesach are not the Pesach. Pesach is unique. He's coming to tell me those things that I would have included in the class of Pesach. I mean, look, he's going to be eating his Korban Pesach and his afikomen, which of course was his Korban Pesach, the thing that was eaten at the end. So he could be eat the meal too, which would consist of the Chagigat Arba'asar, so that the Pesach would be Nechal Ala Sova. No, comes along Rav Shimon to say. Even the Pesach, meaning even the overall class of Pesach, of course the Pesach itself, that's a different issue. But even the class of Pesach, those things which would be brought with the Pesach, that's what you're expected to understand over here. So my Pesach, Shalmei Pesach. But it already said Shlamim. Oh, come off it. Tana Shlamim Abayim Machmat HaPesach. V'tana Shlamim Abayim Machmat HaTzmam. You don't understand there's a difference? I mean, if it hadn't said specifically this case of Shlamim Abayim Machmat HaPesach, then you would have assumed. Salkadait Ramina. Look, I mean, it's coming together with the Pesach. Holo Machmat Pesach Ati. So then it should be kagufa the Pesach dummy. Shouldn't we treat it the way we treat the Korban Pesach itself? Kamash Malan. Therefore, we need to know. Even those shlomim that are Pesach, so to speak, cannot be brought, even Alib to Rav Shimon, who holds you can bring the Pesach Atzmo. Now, everything is very clear. So, what we have established, therefore, is that there's a Tana who holds Aninut Laila is Drabonon, even on the Yom HaMitah, that Drabonon prevents him from even eating, forget about being Chele, during the course of that following night. And if it's, however, Chag HaPesach, it was the night of Pesach, then since we're talking about Karet, Lo Emidu Chachom Divrayan B'makom Karet, and indeed, as the Mishnah in Pesachim says, but he can only eat his Korban Pesach literally. He cannot eat anything else, which includes even the Shlomim that were brought together with the Korban Pesach. In order to be mashlim, the achil of the Korban Pesach ala soma, even that he cannot eat together with his meat in the Seder. Rav Mori, Omar? Maybe we'll stop here. I see I'm beginning to lose my very attentive audience. Boy Resh Lakish. Ba'al mum v'hu tameh. Ma'o shechal kulo. Keep it a lochazi anyway, right? Then the Rachmana was robbed. He said, who the heck cares? Lo shna tameh. Mali ba'al mum, mali tameh. I mean, same thing. O Dilma, no, the standards have to do with achila, not avoda. So roi la'achila cholek, shen roi la'achila eno cholek. Oma Rabba Toshma. Kohen Gadol makriv onein ve'eino ochel ve'eino cholek lechol le'erev. Ha ha ha. So here we have a case of someone who's royal aveda, and nonetheless, we still have to apply separately the dinim of royal achila, and he's not chelek. Shema mina royal achila be'inan shema mina. Boy Rav Hoshaya in a similar case, a kohen who is tameh and he's dealing with the korbanot tzibur, could he be cholek? Mi amrina mechate om rachmana, and theoretically, I mean, om mechate means the guy who could have been, right? We said that before. Hai nami mechateu. Oh, Dilma, wrote we lachila cholek, shen roi lachila. I know cholek, to which Ravina replied what Rabba had replied to Ishlakish. Tashma, kohen gadol makriv onin, they know cholek lecholer of shma mina. The rule is ro'i lachila be'ina, not ro'i lavoda shma mina. One nogea ve'no makriv. One nogea. That was a gratuitous left-hand pitch. I mean, what? For I mean, one no makos ekeporin trichet tefila lekodesh. Omer v'ami omer b'yochanan. Look, okay. So he was tovel. What's your problem? So kam b'shtaval, kam b'shalot tovel. What good is it to be tovel? My havi adre al aninut. The Omer Rabba Baravuna Onen Shetaval, nonetheless, Aninuto Chozeret Alav. Well, I guess it's Lokash, and it must be two different cases of Aninut, one in which it was Messiah Daiter, one in which it wasn't Messiah Daiter. Messiah Daiter, eventually he was Shvi boy. The Omer Rabbi Yustoy Barabi Maton, Omer Rabbi Yochman, Esach Adat, Zerichazar Shlishi Vishvi. Oh, well, maybe he wasn't Messiah Daiter from Tomei Mate. He was Messiah Daiter from Tomei Sheret. Tomei Sheret? So? That's real Tuma, man. So then Harif Shemesh boy. V'od, afilo Truman Ami. I mean, this is one of the Chomer B'Kodesh. Omer, Yirmiyah, I guess it's got to be talking about where he's, Omer Nishmarti Midavar Mitameni, for anything. But Lo Nishmarti Midavar HaPosleni, specifically for Kodesh. What, there's such a thing as the Tirut Olapalga? Sure, V'atanya. Odeo Asal Al Rosho. Umagre Fabitocho. V'yamar libi al hasal ve'in libi al hamagrefa. Hasal tohor v'hamagrefa t'meya. Now, t'tameya magrefa l'hasal, that's because ein kli metame kli. So v'tameya mashu betocho. Omar Rava ba'omer shmartiya midavar ha-mitam'a v'lo shmartiya midavar ha-posla. Igal gel milta matoyla kamidur v'abba bar-mom alam. I'm like, what's the matter with these guys? Lo shamilu adam rabbi yochan amar rava ocher shlishi shal truma. Indeed, is asur lechol because he's nifsal, but he's still mutar liga. Alma beachila avid rabban amala benigia lo avid rabban amala, and that is exactly what is going on with the case of the onin. Ve'no cholek lechol. Okay, mifla good alo polik, but if somebody would invite him, apparently he's allowed to eat at night. V'chibizan leyachol. Is that true? Does it not say an onin is tova vocholas pischol erev, but not other things? Omre b'yirmiyah midifti lo kasha. On Pesach, he could eat anything. That's what we're talking about. And when the Mishnah said over there, it was talking about Yishar Yemot HaShana. So, Bit Pesach, I did Yachal Pesach Ochonami Kachim. Bishar Yemot HaShana, where he's lochaz at all. And when the Mishnah said over there, Avoloba Kachim, unquote, meant, but not all year round, Bekachim. Aloka Bachim Kol HaShana. But certainly on Leil Pesach, he could eat anything. The din of Aninut Laila is an extension of Aninut Yom Dioraita. But Yom Kvura is only Dirabonan, and it's not Tafis Laila, even Dirabonan, it's very simple. Therefore, Balaila, he could eat anything. Umantan and Inut Laila, even in the case of Metlo Met and Psochim, on that day, is still only Midrabban. And that's Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya and Inut Laila Midivrei Torah Divrei Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, only in any Midivrei Torah, it's at night. It's only Midivrei Sofer. I'll prove it to you. Sharei Amru, Onen Tovel, Vochel, Piskol, Erev, Avalo, Bekadashim. So how can we make that difference? Unless it's the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were not Mami Divreyam on Anisar Karet. Telling me that Rabbi Shimon holds a Ninut Laila's Drabonon, but Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onein Enam Shalayach Korbanotav. I mean, he doesn't say some Korbanotav, he says any Korbanotav. I assume that means even a Korban Pesach. Well, I guess you assumed wrong. It means Levar Mi Pesach. But Vatani Rabbi Shimon Omer, when he darshan the makor of all of this, so he darshan the word zevach, ve'im zevach shlamim korbanot, so the word shlamim, he said, look, shlamim it's kishu shalem, then he's maybe his korban, then he's kishu onen. Now that's true of a shlamim. Minayin l'rabot ata toda, it makes sense. Remember, v'ani ata toda, shikein ne'echelet b'simcha kishlamim. But what about a korban ola? Well, there too. I mean, it's coming as a type of korban that's bought as a gift, right? So a big shlamim. Well, how about a bechor and a meiser and a pesach? Ha ha. Marbani bechor a meiser pesach shikain in a bain al chait. So stam to bring a korban. Wait, but stam to bring a korban, you need to be in the right frame of mind. And what about for a chait? Lorabot chatat vasham. How do you know that? Talmud lomar zevach shlam any zevach. And how about ofot, merachot, yayin, eitzim, lavona? Nothing remotely similar to zebach and eitzim and lavona. Now is there? Talmud lomar, shelamim korbanot, kol korbanot shu mevi, one kishu shalem mevi, ve'eno mevi kishu one. Now, I read there very clearly in that bright of the word pesach, together with the b'chor ha'maaser. Rav Chista, well, it was sort of kedei nazbe. Rav Sheshet Amar, no, it means exactly what it says, except that Pesach means the class of Pesach. That includes Shalmei Pesach. Well, but you already said Shlomim. I said Shlomim, Aboy Machbat Atzmam, and I said Shlomim, Aboy Machbat Pesach separately. Because Ilotan Shlomim, Aboy Machbat Pesach, you would have thought that Holo Machbat Pesach Ati, so it should be Kegufe to Pesach Dami. Kamash Blom, that even a Shlomim that is Ba'ima Pesach cannot be eaten by an onen.
The following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle.
Tzadik Tes Amuna. So we said yesterday in the Mishnah that the din of Akiva, or at least of Chalukah, is dependent on Hamakriv is Dama Shlomim, and you have to be Royal Aveda. Which implies that we already know the Mokar, and yet the Gemara asks, Minahani Mili. How do we know this? Tosus says, Bechorav, it's Mashal, that we're not Goriz then in the Mishnah, the words Hamakriv is Dama Shlomim, because we look here for Posik. The Maisa Tosu says that in the end, the Gemara goes through the various different limudim. There's a lot that we're taking for granted now in this daf. It's things that we know are givens. We use them to understand what's the meaning in other circuit. Tosu does point out there's a difference between Hamakriv is Dama Shlamim, which is always the Mekabel, and Hamechate, which is the Zeret. There may be a difference in that, but we'll keep it in mind for a few daf later when the Gemara goes through the limudim. So, not immediately on Reish Lakish. The Kohen who does the fitui, who does the actual Zrika Sadam, Zoya Sadam, he's the one that should be eating it. So that means Kohen Mechate Ochel. Sheino Mechate Ochel. A Kohen that doesn't do the Avodah doesn't eat. Why? The Klalo? What do you mean a Kohen that doesn't do the Avodah? I mean, Harei Mishmor Kula. We know the Karbonism of Kulakot between the entire Mishmor. Not necessarily the one who actually does the Avodah. So they're in mechatim, and they're openly, and they may not have done any of the avodah, nonetheless they do eat. But we don't mean that actually does the avodah. We mean akoyim mechatim means that could do the avodah. What we lechi tuika mean? We mean those who are roy to do the avodah sadah. So what about arei katan? Sheino roy lechi tuika veochel. Later on, the pasuk tells us that a katan, even though he himself is in roy l'avodah, still he does eat. Ah, yes, we're not truly talking about eating. The meaning of eating here is actually being cholaket to eat. That is not whether he has a right to eat it, but rather whether he is given a portion. If somebody wants to give him from his portion, fine, then he can eat. The question is, does he get it when we're mechalikit between the members of the Mishmar? Does he get? No. He doesn't get his own. And that's the meaning here, is in terms of chaluka, particularly. Well, even that isn't true. What do you mean, Harei Balmum? A Balmum is not royal of Yitzhak. Obviously, a Balmum can't do Avaida, but it says over here, Balmumin are chalukit.
Cholkin v'Eichon, not just Eichon, Cholkin v'Eichon, the Mishnah says b'Feirish. So don't try to tell me that the point of the Pasuk is now answered because it's telling us, well, it's actually Chalukah that's dependent on Avodah, because we know that can't be true either. The Balmum is Chalik despite the fact that he isn't Roy Le'Avodah v'Chlal. Well, Balmum Rachmana Rabbe. Truth is, the special Pasuk could be Marba Balmum, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, Kol Zachar is Marba Balmum. Well, how do you know? Maybe Kol Zachar is Marba Tulyom. You're coming out with a statement that it's Tulyom and Avukos Yipurim in Hong Kong. Why in Hong Kong? Because it says that Machateoto Yochlena, and that means that Koine Machateoto Yochakena. But so why is the Balmum Chalak? Because it's Kol Zachar. Maybe Kol Zachar is the Balmum? Is it Tulyom? So Ema calls off of obviously, well, Mistabra Balmum. I mean, it makes more sense, doesn't it, to say that the Balmum, who's Roy Lachila, will be Chalak to get the Achila. He says the Tulyom, who's not Roy Lachila, will be Chalak to get the Achila. So it's more reasonable that since the Pasuk is coming to address Haluka, that the Chalukah is more likely to be given to someone who has a right to eat and not someone who doesn't have the right to eat. So therefore, we should say it's a Stavra Balmum, Avila Nurbushken Ofer. I could say just the opposite. I could say, look, I mean, the point of Chalukah is that he should eat it now. The point of Chalukah is that he should eat it when he's Roy. So the Tulyom, Lamaisa, by the time the sun sets, he's going to be Roy La'Avila Mamish. And that's what it's talking about. So that's going to be Chateh. So that's going to be Chateh Yochlema. Okay, so then Kol Zachar is Marba, even if he's a Kohen and Bechater, La'erev, so to speak, as if there would have been a Chitul La'erev, it would have been Roy. True, says the Kohen, but La'maisa, but Ashtami, at this point, that argument doesn't hold any water, because Ashtami Alokhazi. At this point, he's not Roy. Tonight, he would be Roy only theoretically, they don't do Avodah at night. So, I mean, there is no Chitul. So that isn't the point. The point is that there's something to define who it is that should be Chaylik. What is it going to be chalukah? If somebody is going to eat, what is it going to be chalukah? If he can eat now, so he should get a chalukah now. Says Rav Yosef, you know, the question doesn't start. Because if the Torah says, HaKohen HaMachatel Sa Yochlema, and you prove that it can't really mean HaKohen HaMachatel Sa Yochlema, because of that, then what would we do with Katan? It's got to mean HaKohen HaMachatel Sa Yochlema. But tell me something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot the word Yechakena. I mean, why couldn't you say Yechakena? So you're telling him that Mayochlena Yechakena. Listen, Rachmana Yechakena. Mayochlena. So why can't you say what you mean? Just say you mean Yechakena. Why then use the lashon of Yechakena? Because that's the pshat. That really Lachila is Chelek, and as I want to tell you how to be Chelek. Chelek Lafi Yechlena. So who's the Yechlena? The Balmum, which we know the Pharisee. So that's the case. Then HaKohen HaMachatel Yochlena, in the sense of Yechakena, has got to be a reference to the Balmum and not to the Tulyom, who is not Shaykh Lachila. So Shema Mino Rui Lachila, Chalek Sheino Rui Lachila, and Ochle. Without any further svaras, without any further ado. Boy Rich Lachish, I have an interesting question. Because we're coming out now with a very strange thing. But on the one hand, the Torah is saying that it's dependent on Chitul. Lamaisa, you've shown well, but that's really not true. That's not dependent on Chitui, because, I mean, after all, I mean, the Balmum can't be really do any Avodah at all. Maybe ever, maybe the Balmum Kavua. And so, Lamaisa, what it boils down to is an understanding that, one way of looking at it, is that, well, but it really means Achila. But anybody royal Achila? I figured that would give you more time to formulate your question into English.
The Bate Avot.
Did
they include all the Bale Mumin?
Yes.
Did they all show?
Yes. Yes.
Is the Bale Mumin showed up as the
Bale Mumin? Yes, don't forget, Bale Mumin have what to do, also. Yeah, they sit there and they check the wood for worms. I mean, they have it, have things that are not Mamash Aveda, but they're certainly, they're on duty. Absolutely on duty. So now, I could look at it two ways, Tazir Shlok. Look at it that There's some kind of remez in the tea, but it really has nothing to do with be'etzem being roi la'avoda. Or I could say no. The truth is, it does have to do with be'etzem being roi la'avoda, except for Abamum. The Torah somehow said that the problem of mum and aveda over there's a different standard. Now, that's not a philosophical question, says Rish Lakish. It's a very practical question, because if in fact, when it comes to Baal Mum, we're simply saying that the standards don't apply to a Baal Mum that requires really the Roi La'aveda. So then the question that I would raise would be, what about if the Baal Mum is tummy? So what's the difference? What's the difference if he's tummy? Because before he was tummy, he couldn't be Oved. Now that he's tummy, he can't be Oved, right? And we said that it really makes no difference. So the question is, Balmum v'hu tummy. Ma'ashiyah chalkulo. We said that chaluka is given to him, despite the fact that he's a Balmum and can't be Oved. So if that's the case, which say, given the law, Chazarach monoradi. I mean, look, he wasn't Roy. The Torah nonetheless said, doesn't matter whether you're Roy Lavaita or not, a Baal Mum is unique. And he gets a Chalukah, and it's Mali Tamei Mali Baal Mum. If the standards are defined by Roy Lavaita, not by Roy Lafila, so then you're just saying, but in practical terms, it makes sense to give it to the Baal Mum because he's Roy Lafila. Fine. But the Etzem, the Torah has suspended the normal rules for a Baal Mum. That's the bottom line. So if it's suspended the rules, what's not Gemina whether he's also Tameh? It doesn't really matter. He still gets his Chelek. Or is it that we use Baal Mum as an indication that our understanding of the rules is different, and that it is not dependent at all in Aveda, and it's only dependent in Akhila, which case if he's Tameh, then he can't eat today, he's not doesn't have a Chalukah. Now, how do you look at it? Odilma roi la'akila chelek, despite the fact that it says that great in Machateh, and Jainu roi la'akila eno chelek. On my rabbi, I can bring you a raya about that, because Toshma kohen gadol makriv onim. We know the Torah said, Beferish min amigdash lo yetzei, kohen gadol is makriv in Rachmana Litzlan, if his relative died on that day. But nonetheless, eno chelek, he's not allowed to eat, as Aaron Akon pointed out. And what's more, he does not get a chelek. So apparently, the point over here is that Shema Amina, the criterion, is actually Achila, not Aveda. Here we have a classic case. Someone who is royal Aveda, but not royal. I mean, usually it's the exact opposite. The first thing that goes, you know, he's royal Achila. I mean, if he's going to be tummy, he's going to. Then he would be possible Aveda too. Over here, no. His soul will affect him, Lagabi Achila alone, and not Lagabi Aveda. Whereas Aveda is usually the more sensitive. But we have a classic, a laboratory example of your question. Shema Amina. It's clear, therefore, that the bottom line after we go through the whole drasha and we utilize Baal Mum now as an indication how to understand the pasuk of a kohen and mechatzer in its application to onan boils down to telling us that the onan doesn't get a chelek. But if your other side of the abaya was correct, Reish Lakish, that the real standard is defined by roi la'aveda, and that the Baal Mum was simply an indication of a specific case and not of change in the criterion. So then how would an onen be obi to not get a chelek? What should get a chelek? Is the kohen hamechate?
Only the
zecharim,
or the families also?
No, only the zecharim. Unless
it's
kachim kohen. Huh? Kachim kohen. Anybody can eat the kachim is offered the kohen. As we had before, the ner kalim was different kohen. What do you mean from his chalukah? If there's zohar b'kayanim, they're allowed to eat. We're not talking about chalukah.
Then
he didn't get a chalukah.
And the children of that person, the son will get to go.
They don't get a chalukah.
Because the son of God is an onen, his children wouldn't get. Because
The children never get a chalet.
They wouldn't get from his chalet.
He doesn't have a chalet. How would they get from it?
Right, that's my question.
Your question is what? Whether a person who doesn't have a chalet can use that chalet to give his children? So then what is your question? If he doesn't have a chalet, and his children don't have a chalet, they can put up a sign and says, anybody care about a poor little semi-orphan, please call me and leave your cell phone number. That's all. No problem. So, the other question we have is like this. Boy Rebosh, Tamei de Korbanot Tzibur, Marjia Kalkulo. We have a very similar question that was raised by Rav Oshia. Somebody does the Aveda. This is a carbon seabor. However, so unfortunately the Kohanim were Tamei, and they brought it, you're allowed to bring a carbon seabor betuma. They brought it betuma, but you don't eat a carbon that was brought betuma. Right here there's a little bit as many learned machlokas were shown you. Rashi learns that the case over here is not talking about where it was mamash brought betuma. It's talking about where it was brought betuma. Because he says if it was brought betuma, it's bechal not netal at all. We're talking about a garment. See when it was brought betuma, says Rashi. And the question is, since this kohen tamei is roi for aveda tzibur when it's betuma, because a carbon that's brought to tuma is not eaten. Now, there are many Rishonim, including the Rambam, say the Feirish, that a carbon tzibur that's brought to tuma is certainly eaten unless it's tame. But the fact that it was brought to tuma doesn't mean it necessarily is tame. Maybe nobody tame touched it. You the Saki Naruka, make sure you didn't touch it. So the Boser never became tame. So what's the problem? Why shouldn't you? Brought the tuna means the carbon, and we're saying that we're doing that later.
Not that the carbon is tame.
Not that the carbon is tame.
Not kosher once, some tame once?
If you have rovet at sea, we're tame. So you bring it to tuna. But it doesn't mean that you're tame the meat. Why not eat the meat? So why does Rashi say that? No, it's much for this. Some learned that it's much from Rashi. The very fact that it would be brought to tuma means it's not allowed to eat it. It was never matir, carbon tzibur batila, that was nikra batuma, even if the meat is tar. The Rambam says not like that. The Chazanish says it wrong. Who says that Rashi necessarily holds that that's what they... He's just saying the norm is if it was brought betuma, it becomes tamei. So therefore, we're talking about a case where it's tar. Okay, I mean, you can see why the Chazanish is not all that persuasive. I mean, why it's just generally assumed that it's a machlokas Rashi and Rambam. But in any event, the question is, a kohen, when it comes to korbanos tzibur, and he's tamei, is really royal lechita. He's a kohen mechater himself. So the question is, does he get a chela? Mi amin amechater, amrachman avinami mechater, odim a royal lechita. Or again, have we redefined the criterion because of the balmum to say that it doesn't really mean a kohen mechater? It's really a din in achila and not a din in chitui, which is another way of asking Rish Lakish's question. She'ein roi l'achila in akolik. And Ravina, who was the one that was present to me when Rav Oshia was asking, Ravina said, the same right, Tashma, kohen gadol makriv anein v'eino achila, v'eino cholek l'acholia. So you see, that even though the kohen gadol who is an onen is the equivalent of any kohen who's tamei, when it comes to a carbon tzibur, that in his royal avodah, and he can be the kain of mechater, he can't be chaylik because he's not the kain who is oifel. So that means that we have revised our criteria based on Talmud, and you now have to be royal achila. Shma mina roi achila beinan shma mina. Your point. So there, Correct. It's the same thing. Same thing. So in other words, so it turns out the Chora that the only reason that we're using Akoyim Mechatei is to tell me the din of someone who perhaps could eat at night but isn't Roy La Veda. So that would be what it said over here. It's Uyama Mechusik Yiburim. Since he's not Roy La Veda, he doesn't eat. So there is a case where we apply that idea. However, as I said, we have to wait until Kuf Beis, where the Gemara goes through the various pesukim to see what each one is marvel.
Sometimes one person says,
Right? Yes. Yeah. So, over there, a Korban Pesach is only brought to eat, as the Gemara points out. The only point of a Korban Pesach is Achila. Therefore, the Korban Pesach is unique. Yes. The Korban Pesach is Eino Nikrat Elo La Achila. Therefore, the Torah gave us the din and being marked in Ketumah. So obviously, it's only about it. There's no such thing as a Korban Pesach. It isn't eaten. Even if it's for the wrong, for people who can't eat the Korban as possible. The person doesn't have an appetite, he's a zorkin, whatever he gets, it's not a kosher Korban. And oinin nogea ve'eino makriv. Now, I don't understand. You say the oinin is allowed to touch. Why is the oinin allowed to touch? And it says the Pharisee, oinin u'mechuzak yipurim, tzrichin tefila l'kodesh. One of the sugyas of the marlois of Kedusha is that it says that an oinin cannot touch kodesh, he has to be tevil. So, says Rabbi Yamil, so it means he was tevil. What's the question? So, Kasha. Kambish Tavah, Kambish Lotavah. Oh, come on, what? If he's an Onan, what good is being tevil? Then he's a tevil for Sharon Piyarda.
Why?
Because he's an Onan.
The Kohen Gadol is Makriv Onan, we just said.
Kohen Gadol isn't an Onan. We're talking about a regular Kohen over here. The Kohen Gadol, obviously, is not Tomei because of being an Onan.
Okay.
So Kambish Lavaka Bebekitab Al Mai Havi, Hadra Alay Animus, so he was stable, I understand. His Animus is not good tefillah. This would only mean that after being an Onan, 10 years later, he can't touch Kadesh unless he goes to the mikveh. But obviously he can't go to the mikveh to take off his Animus. That's insane. That's like saying an Odol should go to the mikveh and he has to keep Abewas. I mean, what does that have to do with going to the mikveh? So how does it say an Onan is Nagea in our Mishnah? You can't be Nogea. The Amar Rabba Baravuna, Einin Shetaval, Eininu Tovo, Zeratalov. It doesn't help to be Tovo. Even if he's Tovo during the day of the Aninus goes back on him. Says the Gemara Lakash. Hodi Asach Ba'ate, Hodolo Asach Ba'ate. There's a different problem over here. It's not that Aninus is really causes any level of tumor. The question is, there's a din of hesach hadas by kachin. The rabbanan said the moment that you are not keeping in mind that you're going to be dealing with kodesh, then the assumption is that you're tameh.
So
you're not so an onim. By definition, it's mesiach daitis. If he was tevel, so then that means that he was tevel in order to touch. So he's not mesiach daitis. This is the din in the aninus per se. Don't compare it to Avelis. All he's saying is that Lamaisa, if he went ahead and was tayyavah, and he's still an ayin, and he really wasn't thinking in terms now of being the Gabba Kachim, he's waiting for a funeral. So that he did aninus to Sezerolov, because again he's Mesiach Das. But Lamaisa, if he was intent on being tayyavah in order to touch Kadesh, and he wasn't Mesiach Das, why would he become Tanei?
Is this a tender of honor?
Did you give time to the thought that you gave the time? This is an infinite regress, but I don't think it's worth getting into. Sorry, I don't know where you get such an idea. I mean, this is
weird. Was
told whose
father was passed away
to say
that they should take Christmas because they were not
right, so then they're not enemy.
So that's because they're not
enemy. No, it's because they're not enemy. We're talking about enemy.
Okay,
so
that was
the
reason.
So
the
name of
God
is not supposed to be
Christmas,
but
was it freezing?
So it's a dinner of honor,
right? Yeah, that's about the dinner of honor. Says the Gemara, but what? How could you say such a thing? If you believe that the Aina was Mesiach Das, so forget about it, he needs tefillah. I mean, if an Aina is Mesiach Das, he needs Hazoya Shmishi Mishmi. You'd have to be chayshish that he was nagia ben meis also.
Oh, because of the
tefillin. Because of the katan, b'chayev azor shuish vid. Yom Rabbi Yistoy, Rabbi Maton, Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Hezach hadas, serach azor shuish vishvid. So how could it be in terms of hezach hadas? The whole business is stable to me. No, that's not a problem. I mean, maybe he was not mesiach das in tumas meis. Because he was thinking, what do you mean? Well, I mean, I have to be Torah tomorrow. I mean, I'm going to be in Kushim. Because my aninus is only the day. So I have to be Torah tomorrow, he's thinking to himself. So certainly not, I have to be very careful not to touch something that's going to be Matame me for 7 days. So he's very careful. Yes, we'll see about that. But he's very careful about not touching a tummy maze. But he wasn't careful about a tummy sheretz. This isn't a tummy sheretz. Let's say even tummy sheretz. Tummy sheretz, tummy ma'ayi, Arif Shemesh is a boy. Let's say he can be tevo and negea. Well, he's still going to have to wait till the night. You know, it says, in a mission, it says he can be negea. How can he be negea now if he might be tummy sheretz? Furthermore, I mean, if there's a chash to tummy sheretz, then there would be a din afil agabi truma. We're saying that only someone who's Mesiach Das is Tomei Lagabe Kedesh, not Lagabe Truma. That's what the whole Sugya and Chagiga is about, is the difference between Tomei and Kedesh. And here you're telling me, we're talking about Hezek Das from something that would be Mesami, even Lagabe Truma. So why is it only then for Kedesh? That's right. So Erev Shemesh, you should also need for Truma. Om Reb Yirmiyah. It's talking about, he said, no, I had complete das, not to touch anything that could possibly be metame me. But those things which mitrabbonan may paso me, possibly means that he has something that he's not allowed to eat kedesh. Of course, only shayach mitrabbonan, you can't have something that is going to pass them in that way. But so somebody drinks or he eats, let's say, a kikar, which is pasul for truma, so it's a shlishi. Okay, so there's a din that minarabonan that makes him pasul, not for negiah, but makes him pasul for eating kodesh. So over here, now it's actually two different gersos. This is Rashi's Girsa. So he learns midavah mitamini. Anything that would be mitamini b'diraisa, I was careful with, but not something that pockles me for akilas kachim, meaning minrabbonim. And that does not require harav shemesh, and therefore there'd be no problem. The Gemara at this point is assuming that wherever a person is possible for akilas kedesh, such as akilas shlishi, he is also usher in touching kedesh, but he doesn't require harav shemesh. Doesn't require a shemesh plasti when you go. The Tesis's Girsa is Be'emer lo nishmarti midava haposleni lekedesh avo nishmarti midava haposleni lechuruma. So therefore, so clearly that difference is only going to be a derabbanan legabe a mila bekedesh, and he is shamor completely for something that would possibly him for truma. Okay, but it basically boils out the same issue that Rashi is going to have to add that legabe truma, he said, Yishmarti min davar apasoleti mi truma. So it doesn't really make any difference in practical terms.
And so what the Gemara would be saying then is that the person who
is saying, is basically the Gemara is saying that even though it's crazy, and it's a shin, it says, Rashi points out, a shin, it's very far-fetched. And in the end, we're going to have a solution that doesn't come on to any of this. But that the point is that he was Mesiach Das in very specific ways, which is very strange, because the idea of Hezek HaDas is that you're not concentrating. So he's saying, well, but I'm not concentrating on level 16b4, but I'm concentrating on other levels.
And for that, we're Mechayev Tefillah and a Mikvah before.
That we're Mechayev Tefillah, but not Arad Shemesh, and therefore everything works out just fine. Okay. Ask the Gemara, is there such a thing? What is it possible to have in mind a partial Shemira and for other things it is considered to be Hezek HaDas? There is such a concept, and I agree that we're sort of stretching it over here for Psul Truma and Absorban. A guy's got to be a big London to remember the subcategories and the Sa'if of what precisely, but the point is that there is certainly a possibility of levels of awareness. A person is aware up to level 6, but he's not aware from 6 up. What's the big deal? I mean, people dream. There's other people who are dreaming when they're awake. And there's other people who think that they're awake when they're awake, but are not awake. There's other people who are really awake when they're awake, but know the difference between their waking state of not being dreaming and their waking state of dreaming, so on and so forth. So therefore, we have certain levels of Hazagadas, and other levels not. And I'll prove it to you. Vodanya, Odehu Hatzal al Rosho. This man is carrying around, here's a coin, he's carrying around a basket on his head. And in the basket are date cakes that need to be split apart with a magrepa, which is a little shovel-like tool with a sharp edge to use to cut So magrepa betoko. Okay, so now he has a magrepa inside of it. V'yomar libi al hasal, v'im libi al magrepa. I was concentrating on the basket, and I wanted to still eat. I wasn't thinking about the shovel in the basket. So hasal tohor v'amagrepa tmeya. Now, so far this doesn't. Please let me finish. So far, this doesn't prove anything about levels. These are separate objects. We haven't gotten to the end of our pusha. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? It's a tamei magrepa lasal. I mean, if the magrepa, he wasn't careful. Somebody may have brushed against him and touched the magrepa. He knows nobody got in the magrepa. Sticks out. Okay, but if the magrepa is tamei, why isn't it matamei the basket? What do you mean? Because a kli can't be matamei a kli. I'm not asking about the basket. I'm saying, what about the contents of the basket? I mean, that's food. So, why are you saying that the basket and its contents are okay? I mean, how could the magrepa be not okay, and the contents of the basket be okay? And Rava explains, and here's where our proof is, that obviously the whole point of this brisa is to tell me that he said, Shemartia midavaha mitam'a, velo bi shemartia midavaha posla. I had in mind that anything that would be metame, and even minerabona, that could be metame it, to be metame the chulin or the truma inside of it, that I knew very well didn't come near it. However, I was not thinking about its usage for anything other than the basket. Now, the basket held truma, didn't hold kodesh. Since that's the case, it's considered lagabe kodesh, this is one of the malas of kodesh, it's considered lagabe kodesh to be tabe. So what do you mean? Why would it be considered to be tabe lagabe kodesh? We have to watch it anyway, lagabe truma. So you see that a shmira can be done up to one level, not on a higher level. So what's the difference? So it's the same thing over here. The guy had in mind to be shemir with something that could pass on the truma, but not pass on the kodesh, which case it wasn't really mitzvah.
What about the concept of karamak at the hollow? What are they doing?
About what?
Karamak at the hollow. In other words,
has to do with two mass mates.
Right.
Only two mass.
Right. What if the end of my paper would hit a dead body?
How could it touch a dead body? If he said he had to be careful that it shouldn't touch anything that's even metame bin rabbon and chulanim truma. So only chashash of it was the god of kodesh, something that might pass off for kodesh. No chashash of too much mace here. So igal gel milse matoy lakami de rabba bar mama. This whole conversation of the problem of onen with the these answers, nobody liked these answers. So the problem of how an onen could be nageya with the kasha of an onen requires tefillah. Came in front of Rabba Bar Mama. And he said, I can't believe you guys. None of you understand anything. All of the milas the Rabbana that passo someone are only talking about a psul in eating and have nothing to do ever with touching. And therefore the prophet says of here, you need tzoras tefila. Yes, if you're going to eat something that is tzor, you need tefila. What does that have to do with the issue over here? We're talking about touching. The Mishnah says touching. You made an assumption which was based on a mistake. The whole kasha was no kasha. Nogeya is never a din in the milas derabbanan. The milas derabbanan are always in terms of how you're going to touch. I mean, eat kodesh, eat truma. So even if somebody would eat shlishi shel truma and his group would be nifsal for akilas kodesh, certainly he would not be usher to touch kodesh, and therefore your question breaks down completely. Continues the Gemara, Einu cholek le'achol. Now, he doesn't get a piece of the action to eat, which is mashma, that he doesn't get a portion, but he's certainly allowed to eat. In other words, at night, when he's taught, somebody invites him and says, would you like to have some of my portion? Then he can give him. But someone invites him to eat, he could certainly eat. The only question over here is whether he has a right to his own portion. Veramini, the problem is that it says that an onen is tovel v'okalas pisko l'erev. In a case where an onen is being mocked, if somebody dies in his family on that day, it's the day of the misa, we're assuming. Now that night is the Seder. He has a right to be tovel and eat the Pesach at the Seder. But he does not have a right to eat other kashrim, only the Korban Pesach. Because the din of Aninus Lila is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were asked in Einein to eat Kodesh. But since the Achila of the Korban Pesach is a Kores, and it's very Chomur, so Memela, they were not Maimidus Divrayim B'mokum Kores, but they were Maimidus Divrayim B'mokum Asei, the mitzvah to eat, but in Israel, it's a Kores, not the Korban Pesach. They said, forget about the din of Aninus Lila. Who says? You're asking too early. Omar Rabbi Yirmi Abi Difta. Said Rabbi Yirmi Abi Difta, there's no problem. Kan b'Pesach, kan b'Shar Yemos Hashanah. One is talking about, as far as the implications of the Mishnah, that say that it's only that he doesn't get a portion, but that implying that you can invite him, that's talking about you can invite him to the Seder. And if you invite him to the Seder, you can feed him anything at the Seder, including other Kodesh. Because anyway, he's going to be eating Kodesh, because he's going to be eating the Pesach. And over there, I did not with Pesach. I'm going to make this with Shara Kodesh. My Kain came, Bishaya Mos Hashanah. The other Mishnah that's talking about the Einen that doesn't eat Kodeshim, surprisingly, is talking about not on Pesach. So when it says, that Einen, Tevel, Vechel, Spisho, but not Kodeshim, it means, but not on other nights Kodeshim. It doesn't mean not on the night of the Seder Kodeshim. He can eat. So Bishaya Matashan is a low quantity. Low quantity. Anyway, he's not eating Zorb Pesach. Why would he eat Kodesh? So where it says over here at Pesach, but not Kachim, it means low the Kachim to Kalashana. He doesn't eat Kachim on other nights, but he can eat Kachim tonight, the night of Pesach.
So we still have Kachim from our Mishnah.
Oh. The Mishnah's talking about Pesach.
Our Mishnah.
Yeah.
When we're mocking, there are times that you can be mocking. Ravasi says it's no problem. Where it says lo b'kachim,
it means that today was the day of the death of his relative and the kura, so his aninus ends. And kachim eslo meis b'shloshasa. The Kavrod Arba'asa. This halacha about eating in our Mishnah, that's talking about even on it's not a question of whether it's Pesach or not. It's a question of what type of aninus. That's the point. There is aninus of the Yom HaKfura.
Which is stronger than
aninus? No. When aninus Yom HaKfura is the Rabbona. Aninus Yom HaMiz is the Araisa. So since aninus Yom HaKfura is the Rabbonan, we're not going to be Machayev at Rabbanan on the Rabbanan, but both the Mishnah and that Mishnah are talking about Pesach. Nonetheless, if his base actually died today so that he can't eat anything but the Korban Pesach, if the relative was buried today but had died the day before, then he can eat other Kachim as our Mishnah implies. Because if only the aninus lila, even of the Yom Misa, is also drabonan. An aninus lila of the Yom Kivura, when the Yom Kivura itself is drabonan, is not also drabonan. On a different day than the death.
On the same day, the
Ninus
ends
when? No, Ninus goes through until the next morning, Midrabbanan. Yeah. It always goes to the end of the day that he rises, no matter when the funeral was.
But the rising ends at sunset.
Because it says, Akrita ki yom mar. So ki yom mar means the minimum of a day of Ninus.
Between the sunset.
Right. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said the whole thing, the din of oh, I'm sorry, we didn't get up to the end. Now, so they therefore lo Yom Kippur lo tofes leilo even min rabbanan. Mar tana aninus leilo min rabbanan. Who is the man Yomer who holds that bichlal aninus leilo min rabbanan? It's Rabbi Shimon. Tanya aninus leilo min divrei teira divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer eino min divrei teira min divrei seifrim teida. I mean, prove to you that aninus Melaila cannot be midivrei Torah, because it says onen tovel vocheles pischol erev. How could an onen eat his carbon pesach at night? Avalo bekachim. How could he eat his carbon at night if it was a nisus d'oraisa? So obviously it's a nisus d'oraisa. The suffer Rabbi Shimon aninus leilo min rabbanan. But Tanya Rabbi Shimon Amar onen eino mishaleach korbanota. Does the Rebbe Shimon say it's a blanket statement that an onen cannot have his korbanos brought for him for usage that night? And undoubtedly that means even a Pesach. I mean, my love, afilu Pesach. So apparently Rebbe Shimon holds that indeed the aninus is midiraisa. He can't even eat a korban Pesach. Look, levar mi Pesach means other korbanos. Excuse me? But Tanya Rebbe Shimon Homer, he talks about a Pesach but Feirish. Look at this. Shlamim, he darshins the pasuk. Pasuk talks about shlamim, korbanot. So shlamim means kishu shalem, maybe. First, he can only bring a korban when he is complete, when he's wholesome. If he's not wholesome, then he can't bring a korban. He can't bring a korban when he's an oni, at least not a shlamim. How about a teida? Minayim l'rab is a teida, marvin is a teida, shkinah chalas b'simcha, shlamim. A teida, he also yotzi yachiyav of simcha yantiv. I mean, how can an onen who is be'etzem not sameach, how can he have a right to a korban where the etzem thing of a korban is that it's avedas Hashem and therefore has to be simcha? How about an oila? It's also a korban that can be brought from your own desire, from your own heart. How can it not be out of simcha? Minayim rabbis bechor u'maizah u'petach. This is the Pesach, even a Pesach. Also, that he can't bring it as an onen. Marbani b'chor pesach shkenin b'ayin al chet. Well, at least they don't come on a chet, so you're not miserable. So in that sense, it's like shlomi. Now, how about a chatas menasha? Tamid loma zevach. And of course, zevach elokim is ruach nishbara. So that means it's not a problem to have a ruach nishbara for a chatas and a ashram. How about ofot and minachot? How about yayin eitzim levena? Tamid loma shlomim kolbano. Kol korbanot shu mevi kishu shalei mevi ve'eno mevi kishu onen. He's not allowed to bring a korban as an onen. Ketanim yes pesach, and here Rabbi Shimon says beferish that an onen for korban pesach cannot send his korban pesach balayla. So how could we say before that Rabbi Shimon holds onen is not be his onen min rabbanan, as if he agrees that he is allowed to eat his korban pesach that night? So look, I mean, it's obviously pesach is kedinas. I mean, it was just brought along. Because every time we say Bechor Meiser, we always say Bechor Meiser and Pesach. So we threw in Pesach, but Enoch Hinami. The Pesach, because it's the Issacharis, it's all on the Rabbanu, we're miming, not miming the Grayim, but Malkam Pesach. Rip Sheshis Amar, and at last we come to Rabbanea's question earlier, who asked it too early. My Pesach shall make Pesach. What a Pesach means is the Shalomim of the Chagigas of Arba'asa that come together with the Korban Pesach. And there, he can't eat it. Well, isn't that a shlamim?
No.
Yes, it's a shlamim, but the tana shlamim abayim machmas a pesach, but tana shlamim abayim machmas atzman. But let's say if it would have just said shlamim, it's okay. I'm saying shlamim. Why should he eat as a noinim? But if lo tana shlamim abayim machmas pesach, obviously I would have thought to myself, sakadat gamina, Hur, Machlis, Pesach, husband, they're only coming in order to eat the Pesach Alev Seiva, as Manea pointed out. So, I mean, if that's the point, so then he has to eat that as part of his Pesach. Because they're coming Machlis Pesach, therefore the grouping of Pesach, I mean, should be treated as the Pesach, and Rabbanu should let go of the din of Aninas Laila. Kamash Balan even, boy Machlis Pesach, there's a din of Aninas Laila, but it's still been Rabbanu. But all right, when it comes to Pesach itself, Rabbanu said, okay, but I'm certainly not going to prevent you from eating your carbon Pesach.
And there's a one thing that cuts off your